Oh, baby. It's that time of year again, Christmas time. The Christmas season, I fucking love this time of year. My name is Chris Johnson. I hate the cold, I hate the shit weather, but Christmas time, it helps me fucking deal with it, because I get to come home, the Christmas tree's up, it's the fucking holiday time, holiday parties are coming up, fucking gift giving, I love gifts. It's a lot different this time of year now, though, than it was maybe like 4 years ago. My wife has been gone about 4 years, and when she was around, it was a fucking little more stressful time. She had a December birthday and Christmas. So like, you ever fucking with somebody with that combination, it's a pain in the ass. You gotta start thinking about that shit in November. What I used to do, I used to just buy a bunch of gifts. I was pretty good at buying gifts. I'm a pretty observant guy, and I was always good at buying gifts, I felt. And I fucking loved it. I like giving gifts to people I really give a shit about. I think it's fun. There's this like notion out there, though, that like dudes are bad at gift giving. And I think dudes sometimes feed into that. I don't fucking understand that. I saw something on social media one time, like somebody had some lame fucking online shop, like Etsy shops or, you know, whatever the fuck. But I'm reading something that somebody had, and it was like this like fucking hippie shop. I don't remember how the fuck I got there. Don't ask questions. But it was like some kind of fucking hippie shop, and they're selling like fucking essential oils and like fucking lavender and fucking like moonstones to put under your balls and shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck any of this stuff does or what it's supposed to do to you. It's supposed to, like, I don't know, loosen up your chakra, your chi, and fucking breathe out of your eyelids. I don't know what the fuck it does. I have no idea. But I'm looking at that shit, and first I'm in awe that like people are buying it. Like, what is that shit? You're making that shit in your bathroom, cooking up fucking like soaps and moon salts and shit, and like fucking essential oils, whatever the fuck that is, to fucking stick in your diffuser. I don't know what any of this shit means. I don't give a fuck about any of it. I don't want to know what it means. I don't want to learn about it. I'm pretty sure there's no like real fucking science behind it. Some fucking asshole in their fucking bedroom, you know, concocting oils to fucking sell to people to fucking unleash their chi. And in the fucking headline of the piece, it was like, you know what, guys, you're terrible at giving gifts. Let's just admit it. You're fucking bad at it. So let me help you out. Your lady's gonna love these essential oils. Fuck are you talking about? You keep your fucking mouth shut, you hippie nerd. Don't tell me what my fucking lady's gonna like. I don't fucking have a lady. My cats aren't gonna like that shit either. And furthermore, I saw a fucking article recently about how that shit can harm pets. So fuck you and your fucking oils and your fucking diffusers. Shove that shit right up your fucking ass. It's making dogs and cats sick. That shit can be toxic. And it might even be toxic to us. We don't fucking know. We don't even know where the fuck we're getting it from. I'm confused, though, overall at how people are really bad at giving gifts. If you're with somebody, you have a pretty good idea of their likes and their dislikes. And if you live with somebody, if you're fucking married, you spend a fucking ton of time with them. How do you not know what they're interested in? I don't understand how you don't know. That's so fucking baffling to me. It's one thing if you're a dick. Like my dad, dick. So he's impossible to buy gifts for. Or he was impossible to buy gifts for when I fucking talked to him. I haven't bought a gift for that piece of shit in, what year is this? 10 years? I'm rolling along pretty strongly here. He was impossible to buy gifts for, though, because you would buy him stuff that he liked, and he was just like, oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, thanks. I'm a little less interested, you piece of shit. Fucking asshole. But so, like, if you're like that, like, if you're with somebody like that, one, kick them in the dick, and two, fucking leave their ass, because they're garbage if they don't fucking appreciate shit like that. And if they don't appreciate that, they don't appreciate you. I'm gonna fucking tell you that right now. But, like, if you're a normal human being, and you're around your spouse or your partner, then how do you not know? How is it difficult to fucking buy gifts for them? Like, sometimes people ask you advice. They're like, what do you think I should get my wife? I don't know your fucking wife. What is she like? Well, I mean, I thought about maybe getting her this. Does she like that? Well, not really. Then what are you getting it for? What does she like? Find out what the fuck she likes and fucking get her something. I mean, the one thing this hippie asshole was correct on is guys always do fall back on like douchey fucking female cliches. You know, like flowers, fucking chocolates, or fucking jewelry. I'm gonna tell you right now, I know me, single Chris Johnson saying this might be offensive to some of you. Or laughable is probably the more word. That's probably not offensive. Anybody that I fucking run into in the future that I start maybe getting a little involved with, if you're fucking interested in jewelry and you want jewelry and you're demanding fucking jewelry, you can suck on my fucking balls because it's not happening. Jewelry sucks. I'm not buying those fucking blood diamonds. Fuck you. If you like fucking jewelry, like just like normal fucking jewelry, that's one thing. But like jewelry's fucking expensive. And the thing, you know, why the fuck is jewelry expensive? We just made it up. They're just fucking stones. We just fucking made it up. Oh, that stone's blue. It's worth fucking $600. Oh, it's a sapphire. What the fuck? I knew somebody one time. He bought like his girlfriend like a tennis bracelet. People I used to know back in the day. And she liked it. And then like she asked my girlfriend at the time like how much it cost. And for some inexplicable reason, my girlfriend told her. I don't know what the fuck for, but I wasn't involved in that conversation. She's like, yeah, you spent $180 on that. And then the girl that got the bracelet was like, that's it? Holy shit, you fucking asshole. What a fucking asshole. Those are the people you just want to slap right in the fucking face. Like, those are people, like, jewelry people are kind of like that. That's how I think of jewelry people. Not the people that just like to get like a ring or a necklace or anything like that from time to time, but like the hardcore, I need fucking jewelry from my fucking spouse. That's what they're like in my fucking eyes. There's a couple things you can do if you want to know what your spouse wants or your partner. You can ask them, or you can just fucking listen. It's not difficult. I find it interesting that people still want stuff too. Like, I don't really want anything anymore. I'm not saying I got like fucking everything made or anything like that, but like, I just want to like experience stuff. You know what I mean? Don't you just want to be with them? Don't you just want to be around them? Isn't that enough? You motherfuckers, you fucks, you material fucks. Isn't that enough? Don't you want to just be around your partner? Well, enjoy the rest of the fucking season. I am going to. I got my fucking new apartment all fucking decorated. I got stockings on the walls, fucking Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I got two small Christmas trees. I got a big fucking Christmas tree that's all fucking decorated up. I got lights all over the fucking place. It is fucking festive up in this bitch. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get the new podcast episodes. I'm on Podbean website or app. I'm on Apple Podcast, Google Play, Spotify. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. I'm going to keep putting the podcast in the timeline as well. On the timeline. Well, my Facebook timeline should be more specific. It's going to be on Facebook too in my timeline for you.